Before we get started, I just wanted to apologize in advance for the quality of the audio. Apparently, we had a bit of a recording snafu, and the levels are way off. And if I put Talk's voice down to normal levels, you can't hear me at all. So, gonna get a little loud in places. I do apologize in advance. We blame the trolls! Welcome to the Monster Club.
An honest look at horror movies from lifelong horror fans.
Fair warning, you may not have seen this movie. We have Spoilers Ho! I'm Jethel.
And I'm Tark.
This week, we take a look back at the 2010... What would you call this? It's a fantasy thriller, I think.
A dark fantasy film.
Fantasy film... Troll Hunter.
He said this film is available in both subs and dubs. I always watch the sub version. I can't stand dub stuff usually when it's foreign films.
It depends. Depends if I'm in the mood for
reading.
For reading, basically, yeah.
For me, it's all the heavy ADR they have to do. You know,
and some of it honestly wasn't good because I've seen it both ways.
Yeah.
All right, so what we have here is a Norwegian film.
Found footage film.
Yeah, it's kind of a found footage film about a guy who has to, he's like, you know how you have the park rangers and have to take care of the bears and stuff like that? Well, this guy takes care of Norway's troll population.
Yeah, he's a game warden.
Yeah, he's basically a game warden for trolls. Enormous trolls. These are not the little plastic poof on your hair coming out with a new movie this year, kind of silly little troll. These are fee-fi-fo-fum going to munch your bones and...
Yeah, these are to Scandinavian legend is Bigfoot is to, you know, the United States and Canada.
I think
Loch Ness Monster to Scotland.
Yeah, that's a fair bet, yeah. So...
I think these were the same kind of trolls that the trolls in the Lord of the Rings books were based on.
Yeah.
Or Hobbit. Those three trollsy.
Yeah, that kind of troll. Now, the big thing about this movie is the quality. Given that this was a film from Norway, and let's see, what was the budget on this thing? Let me take a look real quick here. Budget.
Let's see.
19 million NOX. What is that in U.S. money? Let me see here. Currency converter. And we're going to go to NOX. Norwegian krone, sorry. Norwegian krone. So if we do 19 million... Norwegian krone, it will be just over $2 million.
That was its budget?
Looks like. Let me check that again. 19,000 krone, yeah. And that is... Yep. $2.3 million. And this goes to show you that money doesn't always equate quality. Because I was really impressed with the CGI work on this. If not the characters themselves, the trolls themselves, because some of them do look kind of silly, to be perfectly honest, but they're realistic silly.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, except for one or two shots, you really believe that they're right there.
Yeah, I think the worst shot of all was probably the bridge troll. When he's reaching up and stuff, it's kind of jittery.
I thought the one where Hans petrifies, you know, that first troll with his sun lamps on his truck. I thought the shadows weren't sharp enough.
Maybe.
You know, it looked kind of fuzzy and vague. You know, but
could have used a little more after work. Yeah, a little post production, mm-hmm. but. you cannot deny that that is some really good CGI.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't make this movie, you know.
Now, if they tried to make this movie in the U.S., it would be $20 million easy. If not.
Yeah, and it wouldn't look as good.
No, it definitely wouldn't.
I really love the way, you know, it's all handheld camera. There is no crane shots or, you know, controlled motion or anything like that.
Right.
So, you know, all the CGI has to be pasted into a scene and the, you know, the computers have to match it up with the camera movements.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's done very, very well in this film.
So CGI done very well, blended into the background very well too. With the exception of a few shadowing issues that you mentioned. The story, these college students are investigating, they're trying to work on a journalism degree or something like that.
Yeah, and they think they're tracking down a bear poacher.
Right. So they find Hans, who is their supposed bear poacher.
Yeah.
Come to find out he's not interested in bears.
Nope.
He's after trolls. Big, monstrous trolls with three heads.
He thinks he's after trolls. they don't believe him. I love that. Several times in this, you know, a couple times in this movie, you see somebody confronted with something they previously thought to be impossible, which I love in movies.
Yeah. Yeah, the main kids in the, in the beginning, and then they have to replace one of them toward mm-hmm. the end, and the Muslim girl is like, yeah, uh-huh. And then she sees it. Ah!
Oh, boy, does she see one. She sees the granddaddy of them all, doesn't she?
Mm. What was the name? They have names. Oh, I got to find the names here. Troll Hunter Trolls. Know Your Trolls. There we go. Know Your Trolls. A guide to the troll science from the director of Troll Hunter. Let's see here. All right. So the one with the three heads, the first one, is called a Tossle Lad.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the two heads on the shoulders are not actually heads.
Yeah, they have no eyes.
He explains they're, not functional. They're more like protuberances.
Yeah, they said that in the movie.
Yeah, meant to win over the females, apparently.
And scare off the other males.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where are you seeing this website? Oh, wait, here we go.
It's,
I found it. I found it. I found it. Wow. I like the bridge troll.
Types of trolls. There we go. Okay, so we have the Tosser Lad, a three-headed giant, which is one of the first trolls encountered. Let's see. We have the Ringelfinch, which is smaller, not much taller than Hans. Let's see. Those would be the what they refer to as the Mountain Kings when they were trapped in that cave.
Yeah, that's my favorite scene. Where
I'm sorry, that's not the Ringelfinch. That is the God. Can I pronounce this?
Where are you seeing this list on
Dovin
here?
Dovringruben. Dovringruben.
I don't see the list.
Yeah, let me paste that for you.
I mean, I found the page.
Trollhunter.wikia.com.
Ah, you were on a different. Okay. Tossing the real finish. Oh yeah, that's a hell of a tongue twister.
Yeah. Dovringruben, I think. Something like that.
It's nothing like they would pronounce it, of course.
They don't really have a lot of information on this website.
Well, I mean, you gotta keep it out of public.
No, the public knows! And the giant one was called the Jotnar. That was the one that was about, about 100 feet tall?
Yeah.
The big one at the end. I don't know how his little... The only thing I found, you know, if you're going to, you know, the suspension of disbelief, that little UV cannon or bazooka that he had, I don't see it affecting the big one like that.
You need probably more like a, shit, you know, probably more like a bee sting, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to try something.
Yeah, but you know, you have this thing. It kind of looks like a bazooka, but you know, it's a UV cannon basically, and he's shooting at it. It would like affect the toe of this thing. I just think he needed something much bigger to affect something over 100 feet tall.
That, you gotta admit, that made for an impressive scene, though. You know?
Oh, yes, the CGI was huge, fucking fantastic on that.
Then his tiny little figure off in the distance flashing light at this thing. I don't know, maybe it has a wide beam setting, who knows.
God, I don't know. But either way, Troll Hunter, if you're into fantasy and independent film, you will love this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's
definitely
awesome.
a hidden gem, you know. A lot of people don't like, you know, foreign cinema, but I don't know. I recommend the subtitled version if you can, you know, if you can read fast and pay attention, then I think it's worth hearing all their original voices and everything.
Yeah, the ADR work was a little corny, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the guy's like, in Norwegian, he goes, "Troll!" Or something like, you know, he's very...
Yeah.
And the American version is like, "Troll!" It's like, what the fuck? Geez. That wasn't a warning. You were calling to it. "Troll!"
Here! Troll!
Here, Ringo Fisher.
It's a yummy human.
Oh, so
yeah,
anyway.
I don't like, it's not just the ADR work, it's the fact that, you know, they had an excellent boom mic right there on set, you know, at all times, right in the middle of the action, picking up all, I mean, I'm assuming it was active and not just a prop, and they didn't bother with a second boom mic off camera, you know, to pick up voices and whatnot.
They may have used for sound, but I think all the video was actually shot on the cameras that we saw.
But, I think so.
That troll fucked up that
car. Yes.
It was all torn up.
Chewed the tires right off.
And troll, I don't like, troll saliva everywhere.
When you have a foreign movie and they have to re-record all the voices, frequently they have to re-record a lot of the sounds, too. Yeah. So they end up having to do a lot of Foley work. But it's almost always, you know, just wrong. It always sounds really freaking fake if they have to do a lot of it for dubbing purposes. And I get the impression that that a lot of the sound in this movie was picked up right from just doing the scenes, you know?
Yeah.
They probably didn't have to put in a lot of sound. That sounds great.
Pardon me. Outside of ranting and raving about this movie, what else is there to say? I mean, we haven't been talking that much, but it's...
Yeah.
The movie itself is simple. There's not
a lot
there's
no intricate plot or anything. You know, one interesting aspect was the whole, who's the hidden Christian? who's the one the trolls can smell? Because that's part of the legend, right? That the trolls can smell Christian blood.
Yeah.
You know? And everybody on the team professes, no, we're not, you know, but
then
somebody's lying.
In a cave.
And that guy,
Christian
man, he's just like, do you have any more troll stank? You know, he's this stuff, this big hunk of congealed, ugh, that you have to rub all over yourself to hide your human scent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just frantically scrubbing his pits with it. And, do you have any more? Do you have any more? And Hans is telling him, just calm down, breathe easy. And he's like, you know, but I'm Christian. We have to get out of here. And he starts raising his voice. And I'm like, oh, God damn it, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. This is not the time to start shouting.
Yeah. they would have been fine if he would just, Hans was ready to just chill out for 12 hours. Just take a snooze. What do you do in that situation if you start to nod off and snore, though? Jesus.
I don't know, man. Just try not to get in that situation to begin with, I guess.
Man. Yeah, I love this movie. It's not a complicated plot, but it's, yeah. It's just interesting. It's an interesting peek into a foreign country's, you know, modern take on their, you know, their ancient mythology.
Right.
Their cultural mythology. Chris Columbus's company, 1492, had acquired rights to remake this film. But I'm not sure why you would do that, because these types of trolls are specific to Norway, to the Scandinavian region. I'm not sure how that would translate to American cinema. The original's just fine. It's perfect the way it is. I don't think you could make this with American people in America and say, yeah, this takes place in a... No, why? We don't have legends about trolls here. It wouldn't apply. There's no cultural hook, you know? We don't have legends about trolls here in America, so no, I don't get why they would do
ours
that.
Ours would have to be, you know, Sasquatch Hunter. Or the Jersey Devil Hunter or something like that.
We already had that, you know, with, what was that film, about the, domesticated Sasquatch, you know, with,
Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we don't need one of those for Troll Hunter. That would just be awful.
And so. I don't want to make this to sound like we're not passionate about Troll Hunter. We didn't enjoy Troll Hunter. There's not really a lot to it, but it's very good. So there's really not much to talk about. So we both agree that it's good and it's worth watching.
Yeah, definitely.
There's just not a lot to talk about on it. It had great CGI. The story was interesting. If you can stand subtitles, do the subtitled version instead of the English overdub.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, there's not really a lot to talk about with it. And I would like to see a sequel, to be honest.
Yeah. They did mention that they drew up drawings and wrote lore for lots of other different species of trolls. Mm-hmm. And they would use that material for Troll Hunter 2.
Yeah, I would like to see a Troll Hunter 2. I really would.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
But, let me see here. Given that it costs $2 million U.S. to make, but it only grossed $200,000, probably not going to happen.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, that's only U.S. Let's see, does it have global here? Let's see. That's only U.S. Okay, well, I'm only seeing U.S.
Hmm. It has to have made more in Norway. There's just no way.
I would imagine it made some money in Norway. I mean, Internet Movie Database is only showing U.S. gross ticket sales. But, of course,
yeah, unfortunately,
it only appeared on
films,
three screens.
Yeah, I wonder if they had the subtitled or the dubbed in American theaters.
Probably the dubbed.
Yeah,
but it only showed in three screens, and it was probably independent movie festivals, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, okay, it did show on 21 screens in July of 2011.
Hmm.
But that quickly dropped to 12, and then 5, and then 3. The overdubbing was kind of...
So I know what we're reviewing next week is The Witch, 2016.
Oh my
just
God,
came out recently.
Recent?
Yes!
Oh my God!
And you said you liked it, so I'm really looking forward to seeing this.